not gangster. That's very not gangster.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OJ Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll
say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me shitting myself.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OJ Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bond surgery. On the street, on the beat, y'all ain't able to do our shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more to tangle, to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words, war like jihad. I write it dope, slow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my soul see you the munchie.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yo. Yo. Yo, ladies and gentlemen. We got Tony Braxton up in the house.
So hot that I can kiss the sky, bitch.
We live up in here, y'all. It's getting hot.
Shitting again, spitting the wind, loaded guns, clipping the end, none sicker than him, yes indeed, I'm ill as any STDs or sex disease, these dirty rap on extra cheese, on that piece of the pot, now ask me how high, I tell you reach for the sky, fling the crooked letter rock, that's my home, 23's wrapped in chrome, not only snap on y'all niggas, but I'll snap them bones, slap your dome, make you leave that crack alone, you got the key to the city, but the latch is on, I got it locked, bringing the noise, bringing the funk, Dr. Spock, bringing my boys, bringing you lunch, pop the Glock, but only if you feel this shit. Jack the Ripper, don't make me have to kill this bitch. Back to get ya, put it in check. That's the Mr. Matt with his foot on your neck. Shut your lips up. Smoke Chiba Chiba, smoke Chiba Chiba. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Sky. Brick City is a crooked letter I. Let's get.
Okay, I'm guessing I'm live now because I heard the song stop.
Right. What it do?
Hey, Tone, am I live? Can they hear me? Because I don't want to.
Yes,
fire
nigga,
my
they
producer.
Can't hear you, son. Go ahead
they
and speak
can hear
to
you,
big son.
Baby. Damn. It's Stacey in the motherfucking building with.
What it do is KJUCBG.
What's up, fam? I just want y'all niggas to know I'm hot as fuck right now.
First, we're going to have to fire his producer on the first night of the Definitely Fresh Show.
How the fuck you going to fire me? Nigga, you wasn't even ready.
Juan, I want to stop you right there. You don't tell the motherfucking air who your co-host is?
All bullshit aside, he ain't even announced himself yet.
He
that's
really didn't.
That's how fucked up this show
that's
is.
That's y'all fresh.
Okay.
And I'm his co-host, Casey, Big Baby, Notorious, D1, and Only Plain Jane. You dig?
Hey, yeah, we on the Death Fresh Show.
Right. We about to get it in. This is the inaugural episode. You know what I'm saying? We celebrate 420. We shout out to everybody that got high all day today. But if you're a real smoker, you don't need one day to get chopped. Do it every day, all day. 425,
620, 715. Hey, shout out to the motherfucker smoking Reggie, too. Fuck them.
No.
You feel me?
They over there dying. Yeah,
that shit
stank. I don't hang out with people that smoke regularly. Not no more. I ain't did that since freshman year in high school.
All right. UCBG had a pretty good day today. You feel me?
It was a good turnout, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people came out, showed love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Willie Shake. Shout out to DJ Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Did his thing, live DJ. We had a SSG catering here. You know what I'm saying? It was a good look. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got y'all plugs, man. You know what I'm saying? They'll still be available after today. So, you know what I'm saying? Come fuck with us.
Right, because I'm going to need the biggest thing.
Play like that.
I'm going to need, like, a 6X, bro. So, y'all got to make sure y'all plug and make it fine.
You fat motherfucker.
Y'all niggas is going to have to, y'all gonna have to custom make that nigga
you.
Shirt. For
damn,
real.
That's a big dude.
Just
my
custom
host
make
is
that
big as a bitch.
Did you just slander the house? Yeah, you fine.
Yes, I did. I'm the producer.
You.
I can slander the house.
I feel honored that you chose me out of all females that you know. You chose me to be your co-host.
Because they were trying to jay for the position.
What was it?
They were trying to jay for it, dog? Hold on now. You wasn't doing this in my office, were you?
Hey, I also want to let any lady know that's listening this evening that I want you to personally come to me via direct message on Twitter, text message, I don't care. Call me, it don't matter. Call KJ, call Mal, 414-336-9927. I'm looking for all beautiful, all shapes and sizes, just gorgeous women.
Not all sex. I ain't
gonna
lie.
This sounds dead kinky. Like, hold on. Where you going with this, dog? And this sounds dead frisky.
Like, we looking for a couple models, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all looking for models.
All
okay.
I'll say since I'm baby, I'll work with you. I'll take you to the gym with me. You feel me?
Hold on.
Upcoming dates for auditions. Are coming up. You will see it at Notorious Casey at KJ.
8824 MANE on Twitter, man.
That's right.
8824, man.
You will see that. If you don't holler at KJ, make sure you holler at me. I want to see all the pretty women. I want to meet y'all all next week. We going to meet back at the same place down here, 2225.
You know what I'm saying?
Highlight
Tricks.
Tricks
will hook you. Bring you
the
dollar.
Fuck you.
It sounds like a mad orgy trying to pop off. I don't know.
Tricks from Plant Club, the old ho. But nah. What's good, though? What's good, Fresh? What you want to know what's up with it tonight?
Okay, so now that we've got all that out of the way, my niggas, they looking for models, so when we say models, we mean beautiful women. Don't have your little cousin.
I mean, wait a minute.
Beautiful women. My nigga had it right. Don't try to interrupt him, Casey.
Right.
But beautiful getting ready for their day. Not, we ain't looking for the dark heads and the eyelash
paint.
We ain't
all
that. Because. We try to make it go to the top, man. So we can't even, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want no nice young ladies to be the star of Twitter because we do slander people heavily.
I give no fuck. I say what the fuck I want to say when I want to say it. Who gonna whoop me?
I'll whoop you, Casey.
It ain't about whooping her, dog. She liked that shit, so that's kind of cute.
Right, I will.
Back to the pretty ladies. Like I said, I have a lot of young ladies in my direct messages, in my text messages. I am very happy about this. Yo, I'm also excited because Tone is going to start setting Casey up on dates, blind dates.
So you just going to plug the Definitely Dating game before we even had a chance to bring it up? I mean,
hey, we already said we were discussing it, right?
Okay, just for the record, I have received 3 text messages already, and they say Kim was crazy, but they like it.
Right.
I'm crazy, but they like me.
My sister just texted me, and I quote, whoever that chick is on the air is dead kinky. Send her my number. So, I don't know what's up with that.
To be my co-host. She says she's going to do it all the time, so we're going to see how many episodes I can get out of Casey before she flake on me.
Hey, I won't flake on you, baby.
I know where she lives, so don't think shit ain't real. I show up at your house.
Bring your ass out to the deer if you want to. Get shot.
Oh, you live on a deer farm? No, ain't no real niggas out there.
Yeah, I already know.
But
I don't know about that, dog. It's a lot of hood niggas out in the meadows.
Let me ask y'all a question.
So.
Did y'all smoke today?
You did not just hear me. You know what? Yeah, you high. I just said I'm high. Damn.
Hey, the next one.
She trying to.
You know what, dog? She trying to be a scavenger. That's what it is, though. That's why she asking.
Yeah, look.
Scavenger. Out here, scavenger.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Scavenger.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Listen here. I've been smoking since literally 7:18 p.m.
Okay. Your point is?
I don't have to scavenger for marijuana. I'm UCBG. You understand me?
That means
I'm just saying.
I'm UCBG, baby.
I feel you.
I'll be around. Fuck that. These are my men, UCBG. I just want to let all the hoes, all the Twitter hoes, all the niggas know that ain't no one got to smash no one to do what I do.
What?
You feel me?
Okay, well, if Casey would kindly shut the hell up, I guess first to get.
I ain't got to tell the blood come from UCBG. Proud of position that I have.
I'm going to exercise my right to mute you, Sam.
You
show
ass. Dog, I'm going to shut her up in a minute, dog.
Right, hey. Fam. Like, I will exercise
I'm
my right.
Me and Casey, we sitting here. We ready for these questions.
Okay, here's the first question. Do you ever shut up? That was a good one.
Do what? Do I what?
Do you
never
ever
mind,
shut
I stumped
up?
Her.
Do I ever what, AJ?
I think they said, do you ever shut up, Ed, nigga? The answer for that is no. She doesn't ever shut up. Hey, we just had a performance, right? Right? We turned up. We on stage. All the fuck she talking about is a meeting. I'm talking about like 10 times in my fucking ear. I had the muffins get the fuck away from me.
You know what? I like to be fucking organized. We don't do this shit. I just like to keep my men in check. You know what I'm saying? I have my role. I play it well. If we have a meeting coming up, these niggas smoke.
You asked
the
question.
And
thank
they
you.
Drink Hennessy by the gallon daily. I have to say on their ass. You know we got a meeting, right? You know I'm cooking, right? What's the menu? You have to stay on their ass like that. And that's why I'm the way I am. And they love me, so whatever.
Right.
Otherwise, they have another
issue.
Okay. Yeah, I we're going to reveal your application. We're going to reveal what you, I'm saying, did.
Application, my ass.
Your
resume, my ass. What else you going to review?
Your evaluation.
My evaluation.
Okay, I'm evaluating your class. So, like I was saying before,
can we get KJ on the phone, please?
Yeah, can we get KJ on the phone?
What was the next question? KJ right here.
What did he do?
Can he come to the front and you move to the rear?
Right.
What did he do?
What did he do, Sam?
What inspired the shirt? Because I've seen the shirts, and the shirts is dope. So what inspired the shirts? Whose idea was it? That was a great idea. I just go on record and say that was dope.
Yeah, man. Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know.
Let KJ have his 3 minutes of fame because he the one who came up with
it. I wasn't even finna take the credit. Hey, listen. I don't know what's wrong with Casey, man. You know what I'm saying? She's unstable right now. So I'm going to just try to explain it the best way I can. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We was out of town, you know what I'm saying, kicking in and shit. And, you know, motherfuckers just linked up. We sitting in the car smoking. And motherfuckers really, you know what I'm saying, we just want to do something different. And, you know what I'm saying, we got inspired with that idea. You know what I'm saying? We And we just, you know what I'm saying, made it something, you know what I'm saying, that was really out here. I mean, shit, that's my idea, if you, you know what I'm saying, we get into that. It was my idea.
And it was a great one. So, you know what I'm saying, with that said, I got my own boy KJ in the building. Casey is somewhere. Somebody don't give her no phone, don't give her no mic. Take the weed away from her. Don't give her no more liquor. Somebody put a muzzle
right,
on her.
Yeah, yeah. It's too late for the liquor, man. Her bottle's empty. Hold on. Look, she trying to snatch the mic right now. You said don't give it to her. She an animal, man.
My DJ, Mr. Tone Deaf, has helped me pick out a great selection of smokers' music since it is 420. And
yeah.
We're gonna get into the first song. What's the first song you got on deck there, Mr.
Tone? Man, you know what, Doug? Just because Casey is acting a fool, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get us a good, hilarious classic tonight. You know, bring back the boy Afro Man for these people out here. Cause
No. Y'all already know that I told y'all.
Okay, we know what you said, but I know what. You know what, fam? We're not going to have this discussion live.
Roll another. We not. But we just going to sit back here and we just going to smoke a little, sir. All right.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La-da-da-da-da-da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you ain't.
You don't have to go to work. Don't take a hit.
Got a drink.
Come on, Craig. Let's stimulate your mind. You ain't got shit to do.
All right.
Put it in your mouth.
Shut up.
the shit ain't. That's the shit. That's the shit. It's my shit. I can do whatever I want to do. Stop hitting it so hard. Oh, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, gear. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else. That's some serious shit. You lucky you, my boy.
Twan, you over there, hot dog. You didn't fall asleep on me, man. I mean, like, damn, dog. You just gonna pass out, dog.
Was I live?
You was live, dog. I need you to wake up. See, this is why we can't do 420 editions.
Okay, I'm sorry. Am I live? Let me know when I'm live.
Nigga, you been live.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I had a lapse in memory. I don't really know what's going on right now. There's a bunch of clouds smoke over here. But,
yeah.
I'm getting texted like crazy. I'm saying I'm trying to do my thing. I'm saying this is a Death Fresh show. Make sure y'all stay tuned. We're going to do definitely dating. That's coming up real soon. We're going to ask on camera, live, have fun. Now, if you're listening now, and you is probably cutting at KJ, because, I mean, I love KJ. You know, that's my nigga Dan Doe and 1,000 more. But I had to mute her so we could talk to the general public. She's probably cussing. She's probably mad. I may get an angry text on why I muted her.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get one, bro.
She was being very belligerent at the moment. And when she calms down and relaxes, because 420 is a mellow mood and you get high and you're stoned like Jesus. Now we're going to see the Christian to the lines and all that good shit, you dig?
Stoned every day like Jesus did.
Right. Matter of fact, and speaking of 420, if you are a Milwaukee music fan, it was a lot of Milwaukee music that was dropped today. The homie J Ace at J underscore Ace. Follow that man on Twitter. Just dropped of Hours. Banger.
Banger.
Jazzy Blanco. She dropped The Wife of Alaska. And Young Nose and this other guy that collabed, they put out a project, The Grassroots. I don't really know the name. I just know they get real high. It's pretty much that. So if you're at a computer and you're on Twitter and you follow any of these young, talented artists, make sure that you hit the link, support Milwaukee, download it. Shout out to everybody that showed up for the I can never get their name right when I say the syllables. But us together, Blow G's. Had the show. And you know, they gave out the 420 shirts. Get stoned every day like Jesus did. That was a great shirt. I'm a whole KJ tour because I wore my shirt. You know what
nigga,
I'm saying?
They got to custom make yours. Shout out to the t-shirt man. Shout out to Rashad. He usually makes all of our products. So if you see any tone deaf shirts out there, the t-shirt man made that.
Yeah, and Rashad, if you're listening, fuck you. just because it's my show and I can say that.
Just because you can.
Matter of fact, matter of fact, I'm going to hit my timeline, and if you're listening, I'm going to shout you out, you know what I'm saying, because you know I fucks with everybody on Twitter. Even though I heard it was some slander thrown upon my name.
Hey, bro. Not that
just
serious.
Just
know.
I did not do it. It had nothing to do with Juan.
You not have no sexual relations with that woman?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. But anyway, you can let Casey back in. You can unmute her. We're gonna see her state of mind right now.
What's going on, Casey?
Shit. You know what I'm saying? Over here chilling, man. I just wanted to let y'all know, man. You can follow us on Twitter at Kush Commands.
Hey, when y'all can drop them Kush 10 Commandments on us, dog.
Right.
This one coming out every month. You know what I'm saying? This is the first one. You know what I'm saying? Thou shalt get stoned every day like Jesus did. And coming out every 20th of the month.
You know what? That's hotness right there. I'm going to get that tattooed on something else. I don't know yet. Find some hoe and tattooed on her. I don't know.
And then we got another, a whole different line, Kush Cowboy Cartel, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be even more, you know what I'm saying? This club line right here is kind of laid back, but that's going to be more of a, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be nice, man. It's going to be something motherfuckers don't expect.
See, that's what I like. I like this young entrepreneurship that's going on in the city of Milwaukee. We ain't always about music. We want to do more than just that. We want to get into fashion. We want to get our drink on. Shout out to Victory Vodka. I'm just saying, globally, Milwaukee is taking the fuck over. And you heard it first on Tony.
Man, we're doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? We're working.
No doubt.
Yes, they have a nice buzz. They got a nice movement. Make sure you follow all them brothers individually. They on their shit. They working. Get like them niggas. Do your thing like them niggas.
Hey, I like to shout out the crew, man. Shout out Cadillac Chris, you know what I'm saying? Dipperazzi, shout out Orange. Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Free Lil D.U.B. You know what I'm saying? We got the 4-6 boys finna come out, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be. Man, summer going to be crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? We
y'all
got
to kill.
Heat is next out. May 26th, paper route.
What's up, then? That's cool. That's what I'm talking about. You cats about to flood the streets. So, basically, if you're in Milwaukee, you ain't going to go nowhere out here in that.
I thought he had more. That's why I didn't say nothing. See, KJ, you can't stop in the middle of your sentence and then just blank out on me, fam. Are you high?
No, I ain't blank out. You know what I'm saying? I was just telling you. You know what I'm saying? May 26th, we got paper route coming out. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of different features on there from Milwaukee artists. Got a couple out-of-town cats, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out Meet You Dries. You know, shout-out Spoil, you know what I'm saying, Fourth Coast. Shout-out Young Scooter, you know what I'm saying, Free Bands.
I like to personally shout-out Spark City Network, you know. We need to do more business with them. Shout-out to Spark City Network, Troy Carter. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna get it. You feel me?
We'll feel you. That's what we're talking about.
I would personally like to shout out all the weed men in America. If you sell good weed, you are a friend in my book.
Fuck a weed man. Fuck a weed man. Your nigga should already have a weed.
Dude, how are you just going to hate on entrepreneur business shit
right now? Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
everybody
got to
get their hustle one way or another.
All right, weed man, get your money.
Right,
thank
get
you.
Get your money. Casey listening. I'm going to shut up. Casey going to listen.
the day Casey shut up is the day I turn my life over to God.
Yo, Juan. Don't worry. We're not going to discuss religion.
We're not. But we just don't everyday like Jesus did.
Right. We're not going to discuss religion.
Get stoned everyday like Jesus did.
Yeah. Get stoned everyday like Jesus did. 420. Shout out to UCBG, my team.
What they got over there on the playlist, man?
Man, right. They should have everything.
I'm trying to hear the wettest in the building.
Wet. Well, Kim was in charge of emailing all UTBG music, so if it's not on the board, then I blame us.
I all the information,
And I told you.
It is Kim's fault. So KJ, blame your A&R for not being
right,
on her time.
I clearly told her to resend it to me today.
Right, and she said I'm not at my lucky name. So,
we are managers / partners.
Okay, A&R manager.
That young Rufus. I'm Shirley Ann. Hey, what do you say, OJ? I'm young Percy.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, don't blame us. We are just the radio host. You blame Casey, and she sucks.
Just play. Keep playing. Hold up. Wait. For my niggas who be thinking we soft. We don't play. Y'all don't know.
Sorry,
that.
Man. Sorry, man. We don't have that song.
Fine.
Actually, we do.
I texted that to you earlier.
I know we have the song, but I was fucking with Kim.
Oh,
I know.
Nah, man, we don't need to get her no more Aggie than she is.
Right, she is so riled up right now.
But you know what, let's go ahead and let's just, you know, make the lady happy by going ahead and giving her the song. Okay, definitely next episode by Trey.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E. GC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak.
Yeah.
Clipping the strap, dipping through hood.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my ting strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
Up,
Locust Stone for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, all my niggas who be thinking we saw. Smoke weed every day.
And indeed, that is what we plan to do. Welcome back to Definitely Fresh Show. I am your host, Young Fresh. I got my nigga Mr. Tone Def live in the building on the ones and twos. I got the homeboy KJ representing UTGB. Or, damn, I think I said that wrong. But they know who they are, and they're my niggas. I get it right.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Know what it is. Yeah. They're my niggas. They're in the building. Shout out to Mac and Dendo, Kenny, Chris, Debarachi, all of them niggas. Mac and the reason why I use Dendo in my vocabulary now. Damn that guy. I have the homegirl, Casey. She's somewhere with a bottle and a blunt at the same damn time.
Shout out to Kinky Scorpio 69. She's definitely checking us out. I see you on Twitter. Holla at you.
Right. Wonder why they call her Kinky. And,
I don't know, bro. Maybe she'll tell us tonight. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't want to find out. Anybody named Kinky, you can't trust them. Because they know something you don't know.
Why can't you trust them, Doug?
People named Kinky?
Yeah, man.
First of all, if anybody walks up to you and say, hi, my name is Kinky, you should just automatically know something that they know something you don't know.
It might be, you know, the life of the party.
Indeed. And this is a Scorpio, so most Scorpios are kinky anyway. Shout out to Scorpios.
Shout out to Taurus season. That's about to start in about 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that. But anyway, son.
I fucks with you.
Oh, plug the other shows, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. So,
Yeah, I wonder why.
Tone Deaf Radio does more than just a Definitely Fresh show, because it's not even my normal time slot. So in about 2 weeks, you will catch me on my normal time slot at right after my homegirl, the Lexi Treme Show. And that's every Tuesday. And on Wednesday, what's Wednesday? No Tasha Taste? Yeah, that's
Tasha. Of course, bro. And don't forget the Naked Hour. So all you Wine Wednesday drinking honeys, we definitely got a nice little mellow R&B block for y'all. Got your go ahead, you got your wine, you got your robe and your nightgown on, so we might as well go ahead and get your mood set right.
Yeah, the Naked Hour is nothing but good music to get Jane to. So if you're listening, make sure you flash it.
Really, dog? You just gonna slander my box like that?
Right, because that's all they're doing. Thursday is sound dropping with the homie, Mr. Tone Deaf, bringing y'all hip hop like it should be done.
Right.
We will soon have a new show for Friday, but we're not going to tell you what that is just yet because we like surprises. And I
just know you'll be motivated. Hint, hint.
That was gay, fam. Really? Did you really just do that on my show?
Yes, I fucking did that on your show, nigga. What you going to do?
I'm going to fire you.
How you going to fire the owner, nigga?
No, I'm just going to fire you as a DJ. You can still be the owner.
Okay,
I
quit.
You going to be my DJ.
Nigga, 2 weeks, I quit anyway.
Okay, good. Quit.
Quit. Perfect. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, then you can check out WFSO Aftermath live tomorrow at about 4:35 directly from the King of the State. So for all you local wrestling junkies and people who still live in your mom's basement, make sure you check that out on Connecticut Avenue. It's in Bayview. I don't really know. I just know how to get there.
Why they gotta be in their mama's basement?
I don't know. It just sounded cool, fam. There's nothing wrong with people mama's basement. If my mama's basement was good, I would live in it, but it leaked. So, no. I can't live down there.
I feel you,
sir. I would definitely bring women home to my mama's basement, but you know, it's
your
not
mama's
cool.
Basement, though, for real, sir. Nah, son, that's not cool, son.
We just do it in my grandma's basement, but that's another story for another time.
That's
I
another story, though, dog. Not your mama's basement, though, dude. That's
my granny's basement. Granny basement used to cut, and if my cousin Mimi saw 100 listeners, she already know granny basement used to cut. Shout out to my granny; she is my inspiration. It's the reason why I do a lot of stuff I do. I'm trying to be positive in life. So, shout out to my granny, RIP. You know, may God be with her. Maybe she be with God. I don't know where she. I don't know what they do in heaven, but I know I'm gonna see her one day. Shout out.
Right.
And that was my soft moment, brought to you by. Who was it brought to you by?
Brought to you by weed.
Weed.
But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break real quick, and then we're going to get back to the music, get back to the shits and giggles and all kind of good stuff. So y'all definitely stay tuned while we go ahead and take care of that there.
And you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm gonna do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know. know what I'm gonna do about this life.
Fuck them goddamn lights.
I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches. Had to be careful, though. Had to be careful, because weed is getting stronger every 2 weeks. And these niggas ain't sending out memos or bulletins or nothing. The shit just strong for no reason. And these niggas that sell the weed be happy than a motherfucker to tell you how much stronger this shit is than the last shit. As soon as they see you, just niggas. You remember that shit I gave you last week, nigga? It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. Nigga, it's nothing. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. Always have some fucked up names. Trip the chronicle like, nigga. Always have some fucked up ass names. Like, nigga, this shit here, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit's called death, nigga. You're like, nigga, that don't even sound attractive. What the? You mean I'm gonna hit it and die, nigga? Is that what? No, nigga, not death, nigga, death. You hit this shit twice, nigga, you can't hear shit. Like, nigga, I got shit to do today. What the fuck? Your kids been calling you all day. They're daddy! Fucking around with them motherfuckers. I'm used to smoking the weed and getting the munchies. This nigga sold me some shit and had me looking at the refrigerator for 3 hours. I'm just in the kitchen sitting on the stove. Just I bet you it ain't shit in there, nigga. I bet you. All I'm saying is you know the weed is too strong when you can't do shit but hit it and look at it. You just in your house. Just nigga. Something in there, nigga. Something in there. Well, why is it sparkling then? Why is it sparkling? Weed will help your motherfucking ass, though. Weed, you have to be careful that you don't smoke weed with dumb niggas, because weed make you smart. Ain't nothing worse than a smart dumb nigga. Tell the nigga at your house smart than a dumb motherfucker just sitting there. Just... Okay, that's the couch, right? I can understand why they call it a couch. But this motherfucker here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. This is the love seat, nigga. I can't even sit on this if I ain't in love, nigga. What kind of shit is that? If you don't get out my motherfucking house, you have to be careful with weed. Weed make you notice shit you ain't supposed to notice. Like, I don't even give a fuck about politics no more because I done figured it out. All of the government is pimps. They all pimps. Because pimps say shit to you and then don't explain it. That's how our government do it. Pimps, I have a woman in the car. That's why I love America. We some goddamn bullies. We don't give a shit. We be on CNN like, say our name, bitch. Say it. Say it 3 times. To see if we don't come over there and kill everybody. You don't believe we gangsters? Tell me what the Iraqi uniform look like. Don't worry. I'll wait. Because you ain't.
Yeah, what up, though? This your boy, Young Fresh. I'm back in the building. Still here live with Casey KJ. Got my homeboy, Tone Deaf. The ones and tools, and I'm live and direct. As I am.
What it do?
What's happening?
So ignorant.
Are you calm now?
No.
Are you mellow? I know she's not. That's my like.
She
I know she hear me. You're not speaking no more? You're not friends no more, Casey?
Yeah, I'm going to speak my shit. I'm going to talk my shit.
I never liked you anyway. Especially because you don't have blonde hair anymore. Oh, we definitely not friends.
Yeah, nigga, Sally. So what's on your mind tonight, Fresh?
You know, I was just looking at my Twitter, right? And you know what I'm saying? I hit the mentions button. You know? I hear people who follow you, then they unfollow you, then they come back and follow you again. Look, what is the purpose of that? Obviously, there was a reason why you stopped following me, because you didn't appreciate some shit I said. But that's not going to stop me from saying it again.
Right.
So, in the words of DeJuan, Once a slut.
You know you always have to say, well, damn, did I smash this bitch?
But I did. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I tried, but it failed. And after I heard a few stories, I really didn't. I was glad because that wasn't something bro should have been doing anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the chicks in my past life that I have jagged. Y'all are no longer special to me. But,
damn.
Hey, we have fun while I left.
That's what we gonna do, bro. We just gone.
Shout out to my
motherfucking car smells like a skunk.
You been smoking skunk weed?
Right.
You really impressed with me, dog.
Smoking that skunk meter.
Mm-mm. My friend.
If you use CBG, you're gonna smoke. You hear me? You can't be a Kush cowboy or Kush cowgirl without smoking.
But you said
you
smoked your car smell like skunk, though. It's two different things.
Right. Like, you didn't say it smell like kush. You said it smell like wow.
My pussy don't. Y'all want to try it?
No. If your pussy...
No one wants your cat, Casey. Just shut up.
Right. For real.
What?
Nobody wants your cat. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants it. Damn. Isn't
that sick?
Nah.
I don't know. I've never
had it.
I don't want it.
Damn.
Right.
You don't
want
it?
No. Maybe 2 years ago, yeah, but now, nah. We too cool now. Can't be smashing the homies.
Oh, and speaking of dating.
Wait, who be smashing the homies? Wait a minute. Wait, what?
I said we can't be smashing the homies.
No, I
don't
smash the homies.
Right. That's what I said. Shout out to
my F and me family. I love y'all. Y'all my niggas. High grand and all that.
Fucking envy.
All that. Family means everything. Fake motherfucking envy. Fat Mac and Entertainment. Fat means everlasting love. I don't know. Whatever you think FME stands for, then that's what it is. But, you know, they're my niggas. Shout out to all them.
Fat guys rule the world.
Especially that dude with the booty sweeper on his chin. That's my brother.
He's going to really play dude like that? He working right now, bro.
What the man is booty sweeper? Why don't care that he working? What he working on?
No. You don't even know, bro.
I don't really care either. Nah,
you care.
We got
a caller on the hold, so we're going to ahead and bring this caller in. Caller, you are live on the Definitely Fresh Show. Go ahead and speak your mind.
I'm going to speak my mind, all right. After me, what stand for fuck Mimi's evening. Bitch, you ever had me on hold that motherfucking long? What's wrong with you?
Hey, nigga. You better come here.
You don't want me to call in, goddammit, and then have me on hold. Do you know what the fuck I was doing? I was sitting here, I was chilling on my couch, minding my business. Then I thought about it like, hey, you know what? Little cuz show, he wanted me to call in, so how about I call in? And then you have me on hold talking about some motherfucking skunk weed and all that. Bitch, I don't care.
See,
motherfucking 420, bitch. Fuck you if you don't smoke. I'm high as a motherfucking kite. Fucking with UCBG. I love my team. You feel me? Yeah, Mimi, get you some motherfucking OG Kush in your life.
Kimmel-Tow!
Get you some motherfucking...
She got some white in her t-shirt, so people can understand why I call you that. Anyway, Mimi told me my pussy was fat.
Really?
Where did Kimmel-Tow come from? What is that? I'm confused.
You didn't hear
that.
Her name is Kim, and you have camel toe, so I just nicknamed it Kimmel Toe. All
right. But anyway, man.
It can only get worse from here.
It's definitely about to get worse. So let's talk about this Utron and Jay Jessica situation.
Whoa! Okay, time out. Casey needs to be muted.
I already did, dog.
You, Casey.
I muted her and fell on the floor, dog.
Whoa! Okay, first of all.
No, ain't no rebuttals, bro. I already told it on Twitter. He said, you asked him, hey, how much slander you think I get for that?
You know what? Oh. Wait a minute. Big bro threw little bro under the bus?
I told you, dog.
Hey, it was a chain reaction. Denzel, Mike under the bus. You threw Jose under the bus. You got someone under the bus.
You know what? This don't. You know what? This don't help your defense because you did just finish admitting to trying to jay somebody on Twitter.
This was a minute ago.
Then he pointed at Ken, took that little finger and gave it a shocker.
Oh.
Okay. You know what, though? I would not say that this did not happen.
You can't.
We saw the internet dude out there for life.
But you know what though? Like on some real shit, I'm all. So me and bro, we was playing Xbox, just me and 10 in the morning, and like, so I asked him, I was like, bro, you know how much slander would I get? Say I went on said mission. And he was like, 3 days worth. That's where the subtweet came from. He was about, and everybody kept talking about 3 days worth of slander. That's where that subtweet came from. And then he was like, bro, you know what? If you get titty pics, send them to me, and I won't hold nothing against you.
But, bro.
Then as I was making my move, she just wanted to talk about Mike. So I said, you know what? This is not worth it.
But, dude. I mean, real, the slander. You should have seen it, dude. You should have seen it. It was horrible.
Fam, like, I kind of felt it was coming because when I was at work and I logged on to Twitter, I just seen like Denzel push Mike in front of the bus
and drug you with it.
Right, like, come on, fam. Like, that was the first. I wonder if Jessica listened. Ain't like I get.
Nah. No, I doubt so.
Shout out to Jessica, because apparently she was FME approved, I guess. I don't really know.
Wow. Really? I'm walking away from that.
Yeah, we fucked for her all day.
No.
Right. At least she ain't Siobhan.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Hey, look, you know, I was going to say it, or Mimi was going to say it. Don't be like, oh, wow. Like, we can't talk about her.
I didn't say... Go in then, nigga. Shit.
You told me before we started this broadcast, you said, Dwan, you can say whatever you want to say. So if I want to talk about Jared, I want to say name, I can do that.
Hey, I'm not arguing with you. That is what I said.
I think we should go to her wedding.
If she gonna publicly admit when it is,
cause yeah. I would like to sit in the front row and watch her lie before God, cause that is well worth the price of admission.
Yeah, I did couldn't take that because they got to kiss at the end, and I'm not gonna watch that nigga rig up all that sperm in the church.
Oh, like nigga, you know you kissing everyone's dick in the building.
Yeah.
Hey, look, she had a sketchy past. She's clean and sober now, I suppose. I don't really know.
Yeah, well, you know, Tasha's topic yesterday was, you know, hoes becoming housewives. So, you know, she had a really good defense that hoes can change. So,
yeah.
So definitely that maybe.
I mean, you know,
My cousin was out there bad, and she just got married. But see, she had years out the game, though. Like, she quit towing years ago. Like,
she quit 95.
Stop sucking a random dick because he didn't want to give it to her no more and then say, hey, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and accept this here ring and renounce myself from Jan. That's not how it went. She had a long time to get all that Jan out of the system. Like, you were just Jan the month before, and now you're posting how much you engaged.
I mean, but with the way these hoes is Jan right now, do you really think that even by saying I do, the Jan is done? Like, real talk. This is a whole new level of Jan with these hoes.
No. Because I already said if said dick was still agreeing to place himself in her mouth, this wouldn't take place due to the fact that she was cut off. She just said, fuck it. So this is one of them kind of fuck it with me.
Yeah, this is one of them. I'm forced to change because I ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
More so. Yeah. Nah. But I'm saying, I guarantee you at least 6 or 7 girls broke up with their boyfriend last week just to go see if they can get Jay by juvenile.
Well, you know what's funny, though?
And for what? His career's all over? He not even on no more.
But, bro, if they jaying, they don't think straight.
Wow. What's
funny, I was talking about this a couple weeks ago, though. Like, it's funny how you can even see two bitches beefing over a dude. And then all of a sudden, like, maybe what, month, maybe 2 months later at the most, this bitch talking about him and posting ultrasound pictures and pregnant and shit by somebody else. Like, bitch, you was just arguing over the last dude.
Right. He is not the father.
Yeah.
He's not the father.
He is not the father. You don't know who the father is. You was jaying too hard. Only in America.
Yeah, wow. He is not the fucking father.
My phone has been going apeshit since I started. And some are good, some are bad. Tell you what them horrible text messages
say. Man, I know you, dog, I know them horrible. If I knew where they from, I know them some bad text messages, dog.
No, they're not bad as in bad, bad, but some information kind of said, yeah, Juan, you kind of irate right now, fam. I got to chill out. I was like.
That's how I like it. Talk to me.
I didn't say it. Like, as soon as Mimi came in, I got a text message like, I can't listen to this.
Oh, ain't nobody going to talk to me?
Nah, see, okay, Kim, just to make you feel special, I have received a couple of text messages from my boys who want to know, can they be on a definitely dating show, and they want to know if I can rig it that they date you. You feel special?
Yeah, they want to play with your chocolate starfish.
Nah, bro.
Wait, what?
They trying to play with that chocolate starfish. All right.
This whole dating thing, like, I'm all for it, but like I told y'all, I'm going to talk my shit, and I will blast him.
Well,
okay? Do
what you do.
Do
if you don't care, it's on camera.
If you volunteer, knowing the stipulation that you're on camera, that else talking, you still want to go, you are digging your own grave, because I cannot stop the camera. I can't. It's in the bylaws.
Right. So we just going to go ahead and do that there.
Shout out to all my listeners. If you online, shout out to all y'all. Shout out to everybody in computer world. Just listening via internet. If you want to talk, you want to talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? With the homeboy Fresh. I got Mimi in the building. Kim, KJ somewhere over there.
Who even asked tonight, though?
What made you choose this time slot?
Like, 11 o'clock on a Friday when everybody out partying and getting drunk?
Because this nigga was supposed to be on Tuesday, but he couldn't get off work.
Get off work.
Oh, ain't nobody eating ass, ain't nobody eating pussy, ain't nobody sucking dick.
They doing that. That's probably why
they
ain't
calling. Well, how
about
you do all three of the shut ups? Somebody put something in their mouth. My zipper stuck.
Wow, really? But anyway, no. Nah,
that's
this
right.
Is only...
You just can't see it, you fat fuck. Sorry, it was a reflex.
Mute her too.
No,
the fuck we do not.
Mimi don't slander you too often, but I'm sorry, that's a lie.
Damn, she just slandered me 24 years. What you mean too often?
I said that's a lie, nigga. Damn. Anyway.
Man, I've been getting this shit since birth. You know, she tried to smother me as a child. She tried to offer you.
24 years to get slandered because you were smooth, but man. Yeah. Dad almost took you out over my teddy bear.
Really, though? You can off that nigga over a teddy bear?
Yes.
You want to go over a Tickle Me Elmo?
No. Okay, so the whole ass nigga was born and shit. Everybody was all on his
nuts.
So I come in, and they got this whole ass nigga propped up on the bed and shit around all my little teddy bears around him taking pictures and shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? Think he ain't got his own motherfucking teddy bears? I was pissed off. Yes, I was four, and yes, I remember that. Because that's what, like, triggered my hate for dude. He was all right until the end.
Wait, he was all right until the end? So you got off your cousin, you know what I'm saying, your ride or die over a damn teddy bear. You know, niggas ain't shit.
He was my ride or die in. I didn't even start liking Juan until I was, what, like 19, I think?
Because you didn't give him a chance.
I was like 19, 20. This is when I was pregnant with Reed. So, yeah, I was about 20. I didn't even start liking him until then, and that's because I was pregnant and I was real clingy to everybody. So our relationship started by default.
At least y'all niggas honest. Let's go.
How much time we got left in the show? We hit an hour.
Man.
Yet?
Oh, we broke an hour mark. We broke an hour mark. So
we broke an hour mark.
Yep.
Broke an hour.
Yeah.
Yes, we broke an hour.
I haven't been canceled yet. And I have not got a call from Blog Talk.
Right. So we're still good.
Blog Talk don't give you no fucking call. They just chop you off, and then the caller here. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk, and they give you a little message and shit.
Right, that's what we're talking about. We're just going to get discoed. They're going to call me like, nigga, here's your refund. It's okay. Like, no.
I hear you disco dead, nigga.
I just go somewhere else.
Leave right, but we're going to get back into the music portion of the show. And Tony's going to play one of my favorite smoking songs. It's by the Luger. All the real niggas who got fives on it. In your living room and put five fingers in the air and grab your four and let's get geeked.
Creep on in, on in, on in. See, I'm riding high, whoa. Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all, so all I got is five. Player. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, dumb, dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. Got it, got your four, let's get key. I got five on it,
the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip, chief. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my PO. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. Hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cause it's same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kids. Pop in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the ESO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's with the folder, blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
What up, though? It's your boy, Young Fresh. I'm live in the building. I got my big cousin, Mimi, on deck. I still got my homeboy, Mr. Tone Deaf, rocking the ones and twos. That one's the loonies. I got five on it. Yes.
Yeah.
So, hopefully there'll be no more of my childhood. I can't promise you that because my cousin is so off the wall. I don't know what she's going to say next.
I can guarantee you 45 seconds apiece. Y'all gotta mute me because I gotta pee.
Oh my god, dude! Like, yeah, let's mute her like right now.
So she's just gonna take a piss in the middle of my show.
Apparently she is, dude. Apparently she is. But anyway, bro.
It is Tone Deaf Radio. It is, you know, the Definitely Fresh Show.
It's more so it's a Definitely Fresh Show where any fucking thing can happen, any fucking way
right.
It can happen. We don't care. Shit.
Right.
I had a long-ass week. This has been a successful-ass week at Tone Deaf Radio, so I don't give two cares.
I told you niggas I was coming a porn star ready for the money shot. Y'all niggas thought I was playing. Yes, you were back. You never left.
Hey.
Actually, I did mute her for a minute.
I was going to say, I heard it when it beat. Y'all have perfect timing.
Exactly. You're talking to me. You're talking about DJ Mr. Tone Deaf here. Shout out to my little brother, Phillip, who wants to actually get in the music business. So we good. I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. We're going to do business. Shout out to the Lexi Today Show.
Oh,
shout out to
make
Cocky
sure
Pace.
Y'all come out for her little, what is that thing she's doing tomorrow with the garden party and
yes,
all that
change,
good positive stuff.
The Change Garden Party.
Yeah, change for change. So make sure you bring a quarter, a nickel, dime, penny. Bring your bitch. Don't matter. Just donate something.
Right.
Hopefully she decided to tune back in. Cause
nah, bro. She couldn't go to bed.
It was under false pretenses. I had nothing to do with that. I'm innocent.
No, dude. She got to be up in the morning. The thing starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, bro.
God damn. Black people don't wake up that early.
Black people want to get their yards cleaned up, dude.
Well, first of all, she's not black. She's like half black. So.
True.
The white half that wants to wake up at 6 a.m.
True.
True.
Oh, yeah, so, I'm like, really?
You wash your hands.
Perfect
timing. So,
I
want to see if, like, can we get a fundraiser going for me?
Why are we
fundraising for Mimi? Bail money. Oh shit! What do we need bail money for?
Who's about to die now?
Me. Oh no! See, Mr. McMurtry's, I know his birthday is tomorrow, so he's going to be out partying, and I just may end up somewhere. Where he at? Never
all right.
Know.
Well, I'm going
to well, fam, like, first of all, you can't say that on the radio. Like, I know it's blog talk, but still you can't be telling them that you're plotting. So,
yeah, because if something really do happen to dude,
they're
going to
look
evidence.
At the show for evidence.
Right. So we don't need that.
Yep.
So Mimi's staying home tomorrow. That's what we're going to say.
Right. She's not going anywhere.
Nope. We're going to make her stay home and help work on next week's show. So, yeah.
Right.
So if something happened to that guy, we had nothing to do with it.
Cheated. We had nothing to do with it. Hopefully him and the other guy find each other. Maybe they should hug it out. I think they're gay anyway. Fucking butt monkeys.
Hey. That's what they want to do. That's their business.
Hey, maybe
anyway.
We should play some Jay DeLon.
I'm hungry, dog. What you got? Hey, Mimi, what you making to eat?
I'm tripping off one last comment. So.
Why do you think I kept going? Why do you think I kept going? That is why I did not say anything.
If he play that hoe ass nigga on this show, I will tell everybody on Twitter he sucks dicks for no reason.
Paul?
Man, he gives no, as the big homie Stacey said on Men's Society, he gives no play in this ride.
Yeah.
I personally don't like his music anyway. Like, it wasn't good when I heard it. I personally didn't care for it. Maybe because I'm not an R&B fan.
He sings R&B?
Yeah.
You didn't know?
You thugging on Twitter, but you sing R&B?
That's what my nigga said. He said, wait, this nigga talking about kicking in doors and he sing R&B? I can't take him serious. I died laughing. You said, what you gonna do? Kick your door in, put your motherfucking hands up. Let me quit, but he gets to tweeting his friends again, talking about where his location is so he can get back up.
I don't think he's going to do that again, because from what I heard in the Twitterverse, he didn't win that.
Yeah. Wait, he didn't win what?
Oh, you didn't
hear? If your friend feels like they have to take a course of action during the fight, you must not be winning it. I'm going to just leave it at that. I ain't going to say what the course of action was, but anytime your friend feel like they got to do something that drastic, you wouldn't win it.
He definitely wasn't winning if that happened.
Please hold.
Shout out to F and me, proving people that just because we fat don't mean we ain't got them hands. You know what I'm saying?
Them ain't hands, fam. Them motherfucking meat hooks.
Don't call them out then. It's just that simple, dog.
You
see how big that nigga is?
He will end your life with a hook.
You know, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Irate. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere getting money.
He is effing me Irate, and hopefully he is at his nighttime job taking it with all the strippers, because he works like three blocks. He works like a block away from Silk, not even. It's right across the street.
No, I don't think he had that job tonight. I think he got a second job. He's somewhere else. He was tweeting about it earlier.
So my nigga, I race to Jamaica now, okay.
Nigga, you gotta be when your family expanding, son.
Right. Happy Keys. She is officially 45 years old today. oldest Jada in the world, but we love her. She's on cougar status.
Nigga, she mountain lions, man. Shout out to Amarikis, partying like a rock star right now down in Brooklyn. Shout out to Nina, go ahead, do it big down there.
I'll say her name on my show.
Yep, dog, that's my homegirl, son.
Okay, that's your homegirl.
So that's why I said it.
Right.
If y'all want to go party down in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's getting it in tonight, son.
Why you can't save her for the sound dropper?
Because I dropped the sounds on her already. Shout out to Mimi for being Mimi, Ghetto Prophet. Shout out to you, that's all. You missed it yesterday, Mimi. I played your song for you yesterday on the sound dropping.
Y'all be slandering my good name and shit.
Like, ain't nobody said nothing bad about you.
Like, I log on Facebook, and I have the video on my wall of that girl getting fucking just wine grapes stomped on her porch, right?
Stomp them in the nuts. I'm going to stomp them in the nuts.
And
wine grapes stomped,
son, did you see that video?
You know how they step on the grapes and make the wine and shit?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah, she got a bunch of grapes on her porch. Okay.
Real thing.
But,
well, that's gonna learn you.
Like, comment, like, dude. As soon as I saw this was you were the first person I thought of. Like, really?
Yeah,
I am nowhere near that bad.
Yes,
but you are. Everybody's. You know what? Since I got Mimi live on air, and I know it's a lot of people out here listening. If you want to talk to Mimi, you want to ask her some questions, because she'll be honest with you. You want to ask for love advice. I don't recommend it, but go for it.
First
one.
You got some bad choices there. You have made a couple of bad choices, Mimi.
Hey, I don't give bad advice.
Hey, you know what? But I do thank her for some of the bad choices she made, because without her making those bad choices, we would not have Ree, and we would not have Jelly Bean. Shout out to my nieces. I love
Shout out to JB. Should go in your pocket if you don't pay attention, but still love the little homie.
Just go here for the day. So.
No, I haven't spoken to you all day. No, you're not going to slander my niece on radio.
It's her daughter. She can do it.
Typing on the computer, minding my business. She upstairs taking a nap. I hear something. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I run up the stairs. She fell off the bed. Now, as she's climbing back in my bed, I noticed that, like, she's completely naked from the waist down. I don't know when she took her pull-up off, but something just told me, like, whenever she wakes up, I hurry up and put her on the sweater right away. Like, that happened must have peed for about 45 seconds. I was so mad. Like, what if I didn't make it up there in time? She was climbing right back in my bed, so she was just pissed everywhere. I'm like, no shame over here, baby.
At least she wasn't dancing naked with a Dorito.
Shout out to Mike's kid. Shout out to my nigga Bobble Bitch 414 on Twitter. Shout out to Ken. All my niggas, if y'all listening, fuck all y'all. I hate y'all sincerely.
Shout out to me for just because I want to shout myself out. Fuck it.
Yeah, shout out to
Shout out to bitches that talk tough on Twitter but take off running when they see you.
We got videos to prove that shit.
Yeah, I heard Mia used to be a track star in high school. I guess it paid off in life.
Man, yeah, you heard what?
St. Patty's Day was the shit.
But I heard Mia used to be a track star in high school. I guess it paid off in life. But, so, Tom, clock us on the minute. How much time we got left?
Man, we got enough time to do whatever the hell we want, dog.
Right, you know, I want to keep shit organized. As much fun as we have being random, I want to make sure, you know, I don't run over. I want to call it quits when it's time to quit.
All right, well, if you want to do it like the serious time you plan on calling it quits, dog, you got like 7 minutes of funk.
I got 7 minutes?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. So, it has been great rocking with y'all on the debut episode of the Definitely Fresh Show. I am your host, Young Fresh, Mr. Tone Deaf. He is the CEO, the producer, but tonight he was my DJ. He'll be my DJ next week. Shout out to my big cousin for coming through. Shout out to Casey, KJ, the whole Kush Cowboy movement. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody on Twitter that was listening. Just shout out to the whole world. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to end the show right with one of my favorite Get High songs.
Wait, did you just shout out the whole world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the positivity in the world. Hey, so no, son, before we do your final song, we got to do two songs. We got to do a song for Dia.
Yes, because Dia was listening. Matter of fact, that's just how let's go out to Dia. Shout out to Dia, the newest member of the Tone Deaf Radio family. I see you because we need some motivation. So come and motivate me. I see you. So go ahead and play that for Dia, and we're going to end the show like that. Peace, love, hair grease, and good night.
Every night, all the time. Every day I need an ounce and a half. SP, the only flow that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need a mount in the cast so I can roll up, hop in the whip and like bounce to the ab. I get high cause I'm in the hood, the guns is around. To take a blunt just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather roll something up. Cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip, grab my guns and hold something up. I get high as a kite, I'm in the zone all alone. Motherfucker, case I'm dying at night. So I roll them up, back to back, as fat as I could. You got beef for Styles P, I come to slatter the hood. Every day, every night. Yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer sees his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause fuck it, what's better to do? And I'ma never give a fuck cause I'm better than you. Every day, every night. I'ma smoke till my lungs collapse. I'm from an era where niggas cause terror over guns and crack. Where dollar bill is powerful. I smoke weed cause time seems precious and I know what an hour do. High for a living, got to ride for a living with my real gangster niggas that'll die for a living. Shit, I get as high as I could. Cause if you see things like I see things, I'ma die in the hood. Motherfucker, understand it's full surface to you. I don't smoke the weed if it ain't purple or blue. And you can name any rapper if you want, he could die. This is SP jumping in you, bitch, I get high. Every day, every night.
need to get me through this thing. Through the game. You ain't never made me dance my thing. Anything you've always kept me tame. For me to see that you my everything. Mary Jane. Mary Jane helps to ease the brain. When you hang through the seasons, you ain't never changed. Never seen what people seen in speed.
About that purple weed, nigga. So y'all know some shit. It's that sticky, that bug. Endo, hydro, let them open up the window. I'm about to blow that fire. Nigga, what y'all got to roll them up? Backwoods, Sierra Vega.
the head. Cush pillows, no mattress. Speedboat traffic, bitches automatic. Cross that line, fuck around and get your ass kicked. We roll shit that burns slow as fucking molasses. Probably won't pass it. Smoke until the last hit. Down to the ashes. Mary J, a bad bitch. Andre, 2001, another classic. Go ahead, ask them bitches about how I be smoking out.
Party all night.
Yeah, it's going down.
Quarter round, we smoking quarter pound of that good stuff.
Oh yeah, we smoking all night.
Yeah, fuck, fuck, pass that shit right here. Nigga better than my last batch. Caramel complexion and that ass fat.
In the pants on where I am. Back so back, still a half pound in my backpack. Next to where the switch is at, smoking presidential. Got some bubba, I dig it at. Need it for my cataract. Four hoes that I'm the pimp in my Cadillac. You can tell them Cali back. Matter of fact, they gonna know this ain't drunk. Get a whiff of that. You know it ain't no seeds in my sack. You ain't never gotta ask, dog, what he smoking on. Shit, push till my mind gone. What you think I'm on? Eyes low, I'm blown. High as a motherfucker. You ain't no question about it. Niggas say smoke me out. Yeah, I really doubt it. I'm Bob Marley, reincarnated. So if you want it, you know your nigga homie, you can put it in a bag or a blunt and get drunk.
Exactly who I ain't, while all these girls is in my ear like, how do y'all think?
I smoke with bad chicks with fake tits. Keep that on the DL. I hugged up on me. Bitch, you ain't my female. Where your girls at? Not for my partners, though. I'm trying to fuck them, too. Just being honest, ho. Your girl over here misbehaving. Delete the iChats. Can't leave no traces. When these girls come, throw on some tray shit. Light the candle, some basic. I told her, bring some Chick-fil-A. She got a nigga waiting.
We gon' have a good time. Away from the drama. So leave your bullshit to go. We just chillin' with the homies. Girls coming over. They ask you what we want. So if you can grab me some squishes, some cups and some liquor, and tell your homegirls, don't bring no niggas, we good. Let's have some fun if we should.
Private location, cushion rotation, playing PlayStation, fresh on my vacation. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Caucasian. As long as they thick, small waist, and low maintenance. All gold digging holes, we receive no payments. Not now, not ever, not even on occasion. Like five or six chicks in my living room wasted, smoking blunt after blunt. Boy, I can't wait to take it. Somebody knocking at my door with they heavy ass hands. It's my homegirl showing up with her heavy ass friend. I'm like, damn, why you bring it here? She always wanna trip with her chubby ass. How she eat the salsa with no chips? We gotta make another store run. She costed me a grip. Anyway, dude, I'm off of her. Let me holler at these chicks. Another hour past this shit. One of these hoes I gotta hit. Plus we've been smoking back to back, and yeah, that Rossi got me tipped.
Cold chillin', sipping some of the finest South Dakota stuff. Maybe we can get these pretty girls to get down on the low. Cushy present, but them shells is absent. How we gonna smoke? Sometimes roll them papers, but them shits be going out. You know, I'm trying to go straight to cloud 19 with no layovers or hangovers. Two Range Rovers parked in the front when they came over, and they old enough to know that we all cold and we all grown. And I hope y'all brought them shells like I motherfuckers told.
We gon' have a good time, away from the drama. Leave your bullshit to go. We just chillin' with the homies. Girls coming over, they ask you what we want. So if you can grab me some squishes, some cups and some liquor, tell your homegirls, don't bring no niggas, we good. Let's have some fun if we should.
I've been waiting all day. Yeah, boo, I miss ya. I wanna spend time. But first, I'm getting lit up. Split 'em, barely lick 'em. I'ma let you roll. Got a fat dub sack. Trying to get off in my zone. Take a couple to the dome. The big tree monster. Playing Al Green. Feel like I'm at the concert. Let me make your mind work. Go make that run for me. Don't forget the swishes. Take a couple bucks from me.
Yeah, she knows she got a weak spot for me. That's why she grabbed the swishes from the weed shop for me. My feisty little chick who like to eavesdrop on me. If this was New York, she'd be my Reebok shorty. She got the 40s, the swishes, the optimals, and she bought some homegirls. Now it's time to rock and roll. Eyes low, smoking on some tropical. Man, all this token got me floating. Now I'm open like an envelope.
We gon' have a good time, away from the drama. So leave your bullshit to go. We just chillin' with the homies. Girls coming over, they ask you what we want. So if you can grab me some swishes, some cups and some liquor, tell your homegirls, don't bring no niggas, we good. Let's have some fun if you should. But don't forget the swishes.
When I wasn't old enough, I wasn't bold enough. Dom, you gon' be somebody one day, I wasn't told enough. So I kept this shit to myself, wondering if I was cold enough. I wanna say cheers to everybody that hated and everybody that made it. Everybody that passed on it and everybody that played it. Our passion for Texas and this rap shit could